Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. If you're hearing a ringing over in the background, that is my my swamp cooler. So yeah, it's a thing. It's hot, so I'm going to stay cool while I do this. But welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. A little overdue. I know in the last podcast I said that I was going to get this one out over on I believe that Monday, I think, or Wednesday. But yeah, basically my computer hates me. So now usually I would put it over on like sleep mode. I no longer do that, because if I stop this thing, there is no guarantee that it will start back up. So this episode, we recorded this one a couple weeks ago. We're trying to slowly get back into recording. Things are, you know, still kind of touch and go with some of us, so hopefully we can still get most of that content out to you guys pretty doggone soon. But it was a good episode to kind of get back into. I'm back on this one, and then you have Tyler, you have Candace, and you have Mason. And like I said, we have fun. Hopefully we can kind of keep the ball rolling and keep these churning out. So without further ado, I give you episode, I believe this is 194, 195? I don't know. I will look that up for you guys. But this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast, which I have named, We Don't Talk About Glenn. You'll figure it out. All right, guys. See you later. Hey, guys, and welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. If I was smart, I actually would have remembered which number we were at before hitting this record button. I'm not, so we're just going to record episode 190 somewhere. All right. I am your host, Stefan. Joining me today, we've got so many of the Crack Brain people again. Let's go first with the most lovable person on the team, okay? One of the hosts of the Kawaii Cast, we've got Candace.
Hello.
See, I'm so glad we have Candace back.
You don't need to lie about me, Stefan. God, they already hate me.
That's an absolute fallacy. next, also from Kawaii Cast, all right, the man himself, the one only known with a drunk moniker before his name on the team, we've got Tyler.
Woot woot, that's me.
And rounding out our group, he's back again because he hasn't missed an episode since he started. We've got Mason.
That's dedication.
I would just like to say drunk Tyler is the all-knowing, the all-sharing of information.
Oh, do not tell him that. Do not tell him that.
No, drunk Tyler knows this, but regular Tyler doesn't. He forgets everything drunk Tyler knows and does.
It's like a split personality.
It is super easy to trick drunk Tyler. All you need to do is say, whatever you do, do not go left. He will go left.
Oh, I gotta get out my notepad.
That happened one time. That happened several times.
I was about to say, I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure this has happened a few times, Tyler, because I remember this story.
You were there for it. This is one of our videos.
Speedrunners.
Oh!
You were the one who told him not to go left.
So I was watching that video maybe about like 3 weeks ago. I don't know why. I swear to, we need to play more of that game. Maybe like, I realize that there are games that everyone on this team hates. All right, Candace, you really, really do not like, what was that fighting game that we played?
Stick Fight?
No.
No, I love Stick Fight.
No, it was the Bandai one, or not the Bandai one, the one with all like the shonen characters.
Jump. I like Jump Force.
You I'm like Jump Force? No, Tyler hates
I hate Jump Force.
Yeah, Tyler hates Jump Force. I love Jump Force because that was the time that I got a Muda Muda Ya when I didn't have any vision.
Roller all day long, and I hate it. I hate it, yeah. I hate it, I hate it.
Are we doing Vegas callbacks right now?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Feels like it.
But, that was amazing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just call back to that. Con was just being completely blind and just hearing the entire room just go, muda, 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 muda.
Swear to God. I there are so few games that I vehemently don't like playing. That's not necessarily one of them. I just don't like playing them with you, Candace.
Candace ruins everything. In her defense.
I don't like playing it with Ethan, because I played it once with Ethan, and he's like, oh, I'm so bad at this. And then I played it twice with Ethan and got my ass kicked. So Ethan does this thing where he just, like, recalculates, like, every little thing he did wrong the first time, and then he's just perfect at it the second time. And I hate it.
Yeah, can confirm. That just lets me know we need to go and be very selective in the games. Like, let's have him play the room, but not have him actually play the room. Have him watch Brandon play the room and watch his brain hurt.
That was a painful experience. Come on,
you're telling me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought it was fun.
There was no fun, and there's talks of it happening again, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, I think somebody was like, man, Crackbrain should do like an escape room in real life, and I'm just like, no, you don't understand. The moment the door closes, Brandon will be like, oh, I'm not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here with me.
100%. 100%. Yeah. That's exactly how it would be, and guaranteed, he'd be like, guys, I will fix, like, I will get all the puzzles. We will be in there for all eternity. 100%. Alright? I will bust down doors, just going like, get me out! And whatnot. It's just, no. No.
He will facepalm so much that he will break his wrist.
I will break my face! Okay, it is the amount of times that there is evidence sitting right in front of Brandon. It will be like, okay, we're also recording videos, so this does nothing for the people listening. Brandon will be sitting there looking at the clue going like, I don't see it. Where, and then go elsewhere. And it's like, Brandon, it's there. It's.
All right. Yeah, can confirm.
Did you just phase into the second dimension there? You went blurry and then you came back.
The camera knew how irritated I really was and decided it needed to censor out my rage.
The camera's like, I watched that video too. I feel you, man. All right, I can't even focus right now.
Oh, it was bad stuff. But again, we'll go and probably, I know we'll wind up playing it. But
yay!
Hopefully, like after that, we'll play like more Sea of Thieves, and I'll be happy. So
yeah, I can't wait till we can play games in the same room again because I want to do more Stick Fight and I want to do more Tower Fall. And I want
to
do Speed
like
Runners.
Now we actually have to find a good place to go and do that in because like now that I have moved, which this is the first recording that I've had now inside my new apartment. People will be hearing, this is Victorious, so you'll be hearing the Nickelodeon show Victorious in the background. Welcome, Nat, to having children.
take a hint. Yeah. No, you can't buy me a drink. Yay. That's a song for Victorious.
I swear to God, Mason, how do you know this?
I firmly believe that at Mason's house, the television is just set to Nickelodeon 24/7.
Yeah, Victorious and iCarly, those were the two big ones.
I'm going to go tinfoil hat theory here and say that Mason actually has children and has been hiding them this entire time.
That would explain why he's always babysitting. He's just watching his own kid.
I like this alternate reality. Like, I like this headcanon that Mason secretly has children. Oh my God.
I've got too much baby face. I can't get a girl to like any of this.
See, that's an excuse. That is an excuse if I've ever heard one. You're just like, I can't possibly have children. Look at my face.
Yeah, see? You get it. No one likes this.
For a half second, Mason, when you said I have too much baby, my brain stopped at baby and created its own universe after that. All right, it was glorious to go and be in my own head. All right. Then you backed it up with face and it all went away. All
right. If I have a girl, her name is Mina from Bram Stoker's Dracula. If I have a boy, his name is Pierce from MASH.
So you have kill. This well too planned out. You definitely have children, all right?
I don't.
Mason,
this is like, I'm going to tell you. If.
Look. If you're dead set on those names, they will not happen, okay? Because one of my children was almost named Atreides. Yup. Think of who that was going to be, bud.
Yep. Science experiment number one.
That was one.
We went with Alexander. And then we call him Xander because that's a Buffy's reference. But no, he was going to be, I think, I can't remember what it was. It was something Atreides Watson. And yeah, it was going to be a thing.
What does Atreides? What is that?
It's a Dune reference, man. That is nerd knowledge to its very core.
Never played Dune. I don't know anything about it.
That's not a game.
No, there is a game. There is a game. Dune 2000 is a game.
Technically, there is a game.
That's like saying E.T. is a game, though. Like,
true.
I think you just broke Stefan.
It's like when you ask a robot to divide by zero to break it.
But it's only... Wait. I forgot math.
No longer useful. Delete math.
You forgot that math existed in general, or you forgot that how to math?
Which answer gets me out of this line of questioning?
Neither.
How do you think they make all these angles everywhere?
Mason, quit it! I'm actually thinking about it. It is 102 degrees over here, alright? Oh. I can't do... What'd you say? Yes.
That was not towards us, I hope.
No. Well, I didn't know what my child was saying for a second. Oh, crud. Hold on. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. I forgot that I've got jambalaya going.
Jambalaya?
Oh, snap.
Give me a couple hours. I'll be right over.
Right? Cool. Oh, my God.
Especially Stefan's cooking. Jambalaya.
Actually, I don't think I've had a lot of Stefan's cooking. I think, like, the one time I've had Stefan's cooking was Vegas, when he made us burgers.
Yeah. I'm still fairly certain that Stefan owes me cornbread. He brags about his cornbread, and then I still have yet to try it.
He's a food teaser, for sure. Like, he shows it, and he's like, doesn't this look good? Not for you.
I've actually had his cooking twice, because one time I went over there, and I'm like, oh, I haven't eaten anything yet, and he hands me an enchilada, or not an enchilada, a quesadilla, and he's like, eat this. And I'm like, all right. But that was, like, tortilla, cheese, and jalapenos, so I don't know if that really counts as cooking. Like,
I've never tried a quesadilla with jalapenos in it.
Doggone jambalaya.
Really?
Look at it. Ooh, jambalaya.
There he goes. Stomach teasing us again.
Yeah. Food tease.
Food tease. That guy's shaking what his mama gave him.
Yeah. Once again, the audio-only listeners are missing out.
Why is it every time we decide to only do audio is when something visual happens?
It's just the way it works.
Yeah.
Like, every time.
Yeah. I think we all need to just come together, though, and agree that we're just going to make Stefan cook for us, because...
We need Team Dad to cook.
Has anybody on the team had Stefan's cooking before?
supposedly, and this is why I say he owes me cornbread, is because Caden and Brandon have had his cornbread.
I've had Caden's cooking before. Caden has cooked for us.
Was Stefan the one who cooked those grasshopper cookies?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Didn't they make grasshopper cookies and I wasn't really a part of it yet? Hold on, he's back. Let's ask him. Hey, Stefan.
Chloe,
yes, Stefan. When
we're talking.
When?
When?
Yes, when? Just give us an answer. When?
2 days from now.
Okay, that's when we're all gonna come over and you're gonna cook for us. It's been decided. You said 2 days from now.
8 days from now.
I won't be available 8 days from now.
Will you be 2 days from now?
Yeah.
Alright.
I'll put it this way. If y'all wind up actually... Doggone it. A dog just ate something.
I'm to lie.
When you see the dog just sitting there like... Kind of like chewing on something and you realize that you had just taken chicken nuggets out of the oven, you're just like, oh... Absolutely just got one of them chicken nuggets.
That's a thing. Dogs do that.
Yeah.
Nuggets are for winners, Stefan.
Look, these nuggets, they have alpha. There's alphabet chicken nuggets, all right? I thought the little nuggets were going to be, you know, maybe like thumb size and whatnot. Nah, they're like this big. All right, y'all got to see it. Check.
Oh, no, he left again before I could ask him.
Food tease! Food tease!
He's like a
I hope he comes back and shows an F and a U on the camera.
Doggone, this is an S! This is an
That's
S.
a big ol' S.
This is
it's like palm size?
It's a palm,
maybe half a palm
size S! Alright. Who are they making this for?
Adults that don't know how to spell.
Yeah.
But they know how to cook.
I don't know if go ahead.
I don't think knowing how to make alphabet shaped nuggets that were pre-cooked it qualifies as knowing how to cook.
It's not cereal. That's
I beg to differ. As long as it goes through some sort of heat treatment, that is cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I win.
Forever ago, Stefan, were you the one who made those grasshopper cookies?
Oh, the grasshopper brownies?
That's it.
Yup. Yeah, or the cricket brownies.
Oh,
that's right.
I know what you're talking about. The cricket brownies. Okay, you said grasshopper cookies, and I'm like, Stefan's making Girl Scout cookies? What the fuck?
Nah. You realize that the only reason why I did that was just because if Carly had never reacted as much as she did, I never, ever would have actually gone to the trouble of buying all that stuff and making it. Then she said that, and it's almost like a mission started in my heart. Like, you must do this. You absolutely must do this.
Well, we were talking about how
whether you accept it or not.
Right.
We were talking about how you're a food tease.
You are a food tease.
And we want to eat your food.
Okay, what constitutes a food tease?
You come on here and you show food over the camera. Knowing that we can't have any at the moment.
Y'all have...
Or ever.
Y'all probably have, No, yeah, you're right. I'm food tease.
You also tell us about, all the times you cook, or the things that you like to cook, or how good your cooking is, and then we have never eaten your cooking, except Carly with the brownies, and then all of us with burgers at Vegas. That's it. That's the only time we've ever had any of your cooking, so.
I don't think I had those burgers.
One of y'all has, I know some of y'all have at least had my cornbread.
Yeah. Caden and Brandon. That's it. the rest of us have been left in the dirt. The word vomit.
Yeah, we clearly know who the favorite children are now, right? Like,
they're around when I'm cooking. Maybe if y'all were around when I'm cooking, you would get food too.
You moved to the middle of nowhere?
Look, some Michelin restaurants, you gotta wait like 2 hours to go get it. So at least this time you're waiting in your car in the process of moving to go get food and then possibly be able to hang out with a short black guy in the middle of nowhere in Utah. Alright?
So basically the entire pandemic, got it.
100%. 100%.
I had a dime for every time I heard that, Stefan. Come on.
I'm just saying.
I want to get like a cowboy wanted poster of Stefan and it says crime food tease wanted alive.
Preferably alive. Preferably alive. In a kitchen with many ingredients in front of him. And only when I'm hungry.
Okay, so here's the thing. Tyler and I have cooked for you, and Caden has cooked for us. And I've even tried Carly's cooking before.
Y'all have fed me spicy ramen in front of audiences.
No, we also made you soup. I remember because that was when Nicola decided that he liked you.
Y'all did make me soup. Okay? Yes. All right, you know what? Fine. Look, hey, I also sent out an invitation for people to come out over here in a couple of weeks. All right? And everyone started going telling me, like, well, I'm busy and da-da-da-da-da-da. I have invited people for food.
I was planning on coming out.
I need me 3 weeks notice at my work. And I've told you guys this before. And I know because this has been like the cornerstone of the entire Crackbrain company is I need 3 weeks notice for weekends.
I 100% forgot that because of the pandemic. All right.
That's valid, but you can't get mad at me for being busy because I have a job.
I can 100% get mad at you. It's just completely unjustified.
That's fair. You know, there's also a cute cat right there. Look at him.
I was about to say, if we do not acknowledge the cat, I will be pissed.
Look at the podcat. Well,
ever since the video started, I've been watching Podcat go from Tyler to Candace back and forth, and I've just been enjoying it. It's been great.
Now he's going back to Tyler. Yeah. There he is.
Ready? Drum roll.
Nope.
Never mind.
I've been rejected.
Oh, back to Candace? You coming back, Kitty?
No, there's another cat over there, though. She's been hiding. She's Podcat number two.
Podcat duo.
What's wrong with you two?
The children are speaking.
No, my children over here, all right, for the benefit of y'all, that one right there just has milk in the bowl. Nothing in the milk. Nothing else in the bowl. Just milk. All right. There's milk in the bowl. That one has apple juice in the bowl. That's it. They've gone past going for cups and went straight to bowls and are drinking from bowls.
Do you have any clean cups left?
I do. All right. This place does not have a... Okay, this place A does not have a microwave and does not have a dishwasher. So I have to do the dishes after every single meal or else they stack up. So there are plates, there are bowls, and there are cups. And y'all decided not to use. Oh wait, there's
one cup.
Well, clearly you have to fight to the death for it. Like,
there may not be that many clean cups within reachable distance for them. Wait a second! Okay, wait. If you can reach the bowls, why didn't you just go and get one of the other cups?
Yeah.
This is my children.
I'm just going to say, your children have bypassed the initial stage of being part of a bachelor pad and gone straight to the we're using bowls as cups phase, so I am very proud of them.
I just...
They know where it's at.
They thought of this on their own. And if they're already thinking of this, I don't know what's coming in the future, but I'm scared.
No, the future is when they start making dishes out of aluminum foil so they don't need to wash dishes.
I am 100% glad that I am listening to you through headphones and that they cannot hear you.
They'll is figure it out on their own.
Don't.
That nope. Sounds terrible.
They will figure it out on their own. I don't even need to tell them. They are smart boys. They will figure out how to do it.
Eventually, they're going to reach the point where, to save on dishes, they'll make their Kraft mac and cheese, and instead of putting it in a bowl, they'll just eat it right out of the pot.
But have you done that, though? It's good, all right?
Yes, yes, I have.
It hits different, yeah.
It do, all right? So
I've never once done that.
Mason, you ain't lived yet.
Yeah. Mason, go do it right now.
Ideally, Mason, when you do this, you gotta be in your underpants. Like, that's just the way it is. Yeah. It makes the experience that much better.
Wait. Oh. There's only one other comparable way, all right? Gray sweatpants with one sock.
That's legitimate as well.
Yeah. Also, you need a wooden spoon.
Don't have any wooden spoons.
Yeah, no, you get a instead spoon. Of using a fork, like getting a new fork, you literally use the spoon you used to mix the mac and cheese together with.
Yay, Paquette.
You can do the same thing with just any cereal and milk and a salad bowl.
Yeah.
What? Why a salad bowl?
Because, Mason, it makes it better.
Are you sure?
I'm
pretty sure.
I am more than sure, Mason. Trust me.
It's like how eating a turkey sandwich and Doritos tastes so much better if you just barely got out of a swimming pool.
What?
That is a fact. The swimming pool adds to the experience of the turkey sandwich and Doritos.
Stefan's broken again.
I say that because I'm imagining that, and quite literally, like, some things sometimes people will say are just like, okay, maybe. What she just said in my ears, after growing up in the ocean and being on a dive team as well, just sounded like an extremely pleasant experience.
And of course it did. It came from Candace.
Well, now you know.
I'm going to get kicked out of the local rec center because it's the only place with a decent enough pool that I will absolutely go to, because I'm going to get out of that pool and then have a little backpack sitting right over there. They're going to ask, what are you doing? I'm going to take out a turkey sandwich and go, I'm following the advice of a dearly beloved friend, and start munching on it. And they're going to shoot one of the only three black people in this town. All right.
All I ask is that your final words are you just looking up to the ceiling and be like, I did this for you.
Yeah. 100%. I will 100% do this.
Have you heard of Kawaii Cast?
Yes.
Yeah, don't even talk to me. Just like put the hand out there.
That's a lot to do if I'm dying, Mason.
You're Stefan. You'll make it happen. I believe in you.
Just be like, wait, don't shoot. Till after I finish the sandwich.
Wait, why would they shoot you for a turkey sandwich next to the pool?
Look, okay, first of all, I'm going to handle this one at a time. Tyler, you know 100% that I would actually do that. Just bleeding out, just, hold up. Don't double tap me. Gotta finish the sandwich. Would 100% do that. And honestly, I think about a quarter of this town knows that I would do that too. They have now found out about me. All right.
All three of them.
You. Okay. Story time.
Let me get my jammies.
So, since the last time we recorded, I don't think that I had the auto parts job. I now work at an auto parts store. Okay. You would you quit talking? Okay. Shush. All right. So, is this right over on Main Street? It's a Napa store. Go over in there, get all your car parts, whatever. It's fine. Okay. There's four people that work there, including myself. There's one dude that I'm telling you right now, if you can remember Boomhauer from King of the Hill, 100% speaks just as unintelligibly as Boomhauer does. There's a lot of times that I have to go like, Chuck, I can understand you. If you are from this town, you can understand Chuck. Anyone that walks in that is not from the town, God help them. I have quite literally had to translate when they're coming in like, hey, we just need an oil filter. And Chuck will go, okay, so what am I going to name them? 5W30 with the wrench and it goes off. And too far broken. And the look people will give is just... What do we do? And whatnot. So I've had to go and deal with that. Then you've got Mandy, who talks whether you want her to or not. She's going to talk. And it will not end. I quite literally have walked out of a room. Mandy is mid-conversation. I walk away. Walk away for 5 minutes. Come back to that same room. She is still talking. And talking to me, too. Never followed me. Stayed in the room. Just kept talking. All right, and it wasn't like a mistaken, like, oh, turning my back, and then the guy walks away, and no, she's looking at me, talking to me, and then just going, like, so do you remember when I said that? It's like, no, Mandy, you saw me walk out of this room. I did not hear any of that conversation. Oh, well, I thought you would hear. I was at the front of the store. You're in the back of the warehouse. How would I hear? Okay, these are literal conversations I've had. And then there's Glenn. We don't talk about Glenn. Glenn's an idiot. Let's just say that. Glenn's an idiot.
Glenn Quagmire or a different Glenn?
Glenn's an idiot. That's all I'm going to... Glenn is old and an idiot and lazy as hell. Okay? I've already talked about him too much. All right. So this is now where
we all have a coworker like that.
Again, a little bit of truth coming from Candace.
Here's how bad this job is. I got it 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago. Just a regular person, like, okay, just applying to go and be a cashier. I'm now being trained as the assistant manager. Glenn has been in the store. No, there's Chuck. He's the store manager. Forgot to go and say that. The unintelligible one, yeah, handles all of the finances. Handles every customer service interaction and handles all corporate functions. No one can understand him. Even the owners of the store themselves have gone up to me and gone, I didn't understand a word he said. This place has been open for a long time. Then there's Glenn, who has quite literally worked at the store, and I'm not joking, since he was 14 and he's 56. Okay. It just keeps on getting owned by other people, but he's worked in the same place. The dude cannot find a single thing in the store. If you ask Glenn, can you go and get the oil filters? He'll look at me, who's only been there for a little more than 3 weeks, and go, where are they? Haven't you been working here longer than I've been a thought? This place is it's an experience. I will just say that. It's an experience. No. I absolutely will go to work every single day, though. It's frustrating, but I swear to God, I don't know if I enjoy it or I enjoy the torment, but I go to work.
I just want to say... That was a lot of words for we don't talk about Glenn.
We don't.
Except when we describe him in detail, then we talk about him a little bit.
If you only
we don't
them.
Talk about Glenn. Now let me lay out his whole life story for you.
It won't take too long, trust me.
There's a pen. I already know the I already know the name of the episode. I mean, I can't get
we don't talk about
that.
Things.
See, here's
glad we could be of help.
Here's the bad part, is I get the feeling that I'm always going to say, like, we don't talk about Glenn. And I'm absolutely every single week going to go, like, this is some stuff that Glenn did to me this week. He might have his own segment called We Don't Talk About Glenn.
We don't talk about Glenn.
We absolutely talk about Glenn. Y'all miss have y'all been missing doing the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So fun fact, I found out that I now have a fan from Kawaii Cast.
Two of us are sitting right here, Candace.
Okay, I know that the two regulars are sitting here.
You two don't count, because right now we haven't seen you since before this pandemic started. And so you're just internet friends, and let's face it, no one on the internet exists.
I saw you yesterday.
But I didn't, so the hive mind has not seen you yet. So.
Oh, okay. That's understandable.
Yeah.
I don't exist to a lot of people.
So I found out that we have this fan because my coworker has been listening to the podcast. And she messaged me, and she's like, by the way, my little sister, who is like 15, has been listening to your podcast, and she thinks you're the coolest person in the world, and she wants to hang out with you. And I'm like, oh god, this cannot be happening.
All of my nightmares have come real.
I don't know how to hang out with people, let alone a 14-year-old.
Right, I'm like, she is a child. Oh my god. I do not want to hang out with a child.
Wait. So first, Candace is the one, like, the first Crackbrain member to have a true-to-God fan. Mm-hmm. And Tyler was the first one to get paid.
We have a gift.
I'm starting to think something's going on at Kawaii Cast. Other than y'all didn't stop and take a hiatus during the pandemic. And no, you don't get to go and say that, all right? Y'all took a break, all right? Y'all didn't stop. There was no breaks for Kawaii Cast.
I want a list of all of the Cracked Brain's accomplishments, and there's only two things on it.
Mason, you go to hell.
Mason walks in with just like this giant book, like, yes, let me list all of Cracked Brain's accomplishments.
Tyler got paid. Candace has a fan.
Poof! And then closes the book.
Okay. But that just reminds me of that meme. It's just like, we just need a picture with all of us, like the group shot, and it's just like Cracked Brain, and then it's all like Cracked Brain at 100% of its power, and it's just me and Tyler.
100%. I'll say that 100%. Okay, for 2020 and most of 2021, that is absolutely true. I would say this: if we do it, look, okay, Cracked Brain accomplishments are quite literally two things. Cracked Brain embarrassments. Now we can fill up a like the entire book of secrets. All right, I swear to God. Okay, because oh god, the things that have happened. I pooped myself in a movie theater.
How many of those things have been made public?
Probably like half the book.
At least a good half. because we've talked about a lot of it, or some of y'all have said it when I didn't want you to.
I don't remember that.
The me pooping over at a movie theater? About that.
No, me saying something you didn't want me to say.
Mason, that happens.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We talked about cleaning belly buttons one time. That was fun.
Oh, speaking of which. No.
Update. Okay, look, I've been studiously cleaning my belly button every shower that I've had in the last year. It no longer has that little weird funk smell that you get and whatnot. It is gone. I feel...
Yeah, I've been way more conscious about the smell ever since we talked about it on that podcast. So, yeah. Same.
Yeah. I've never smelled a belly button.
Mason, have you ever washed your belly button?
Yes.
How many
actively
times?
Actively washed it?
Probably.
I'm going to tell you right now. Go the next time you go and you take a shower, and don't just do the whole like get a soapy finger and then just wind up fingering your belly button, all right? Go and actually get like a rag with some good amount of soap and wash the inside of your belly button. And do the, okay, how about this? Do the same thing with your toes, because guaranteed your toes probably have a little bit of stank on them too.
All right.
Toes are just washed by runoff, you know? You start at the head and you go down and all of the soapy water gets to the bottom and it washes the rest off, right?
You
that spoken
monster.
Spoken like somebody who uses the 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, and body wash.
Who does that?
It's advertised to men and children.
Who?
To men. It's advertised to the same kind of man who uses Axe body spray. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the 3-in-1 an Axe product?
Yes, Axe actually does have a 3-in-1 product.
The Venn diagram of men who use the 3-in-1 and men who use Axe is just a circle.
I'm just going to say right now, and I'm going to tell you right now how that conversation would go with that guy explaining it over to his girl, like his girlfriend. He'd be like, babe, think of the time I'll save. Like, seriously. I'm being way more economically minded than a lot of people. All right? You have shampoo, conditioner, body soap. You've got all this stuff. I've got all of it in one, and it's only $7.
Saves on plastic.
Well, I'm helping the world, babe!
Eco-friendly!
would you say that all again, but say it as Chuck?
No.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. I'm gonna have 3-in-1 plastic.
That was pretty good, actually.
Y'all don't understand. Chuck has offspring that speaks very similar to him. And offspring is... I don't know offspring's name. I just refer to her as offspring.
I can't understand her name. She introduced herself to me once, and I didn't catch her name because she talks like that.
She came and introduced herself, and Stefan's just like, yes.
I do like ketchup. Thank you for asking.
I have asked her name 4 times to her face and 3 times to Chuck, and I still don't know this girl's name.
You're going to have to approach one of them with a pen and paper and just be like, I need you to write this shit down for me.
I have already tried her. Her handwriting is unlegible.
Of course, why wouldn't it be?
I wish I was joking.
There he is. Yay, Puck.
Maybe her name is something like, well, never mind. I take that back.
Again.
Go on.
Don't, Mason. I'm going to tell you right now, that's bait. Don't do it. Oh, I swear to God. Well, I mean, we're already 44 minutes into this. How's... I kind of already know how Tyler's been a little bit. How you been, Candace? Retell it.
Does that explain it?
So, well, first of all, I'm no longer recording at home from this point forward because stuff. So I will, if I do record anything, it will probably be here at Tyler's, which is where I am now, which is why podcast's been going back and forth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and also had a fun family emergency, which was really fun, because I almost just flew out to California, just trying to deal with shit, and then doctors were just like, don't fly out to California, because you can't even get into the hospital, so...
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, been there.
Yeah. No, actually, very, very similar situation. I don't know how much we want to make that kind of stuff about our family public, so that's why I'm just keeping everything super vague. But yeah, basically same exact situation.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I won't give any specifics, but like... yeah, like the whole hospital situation has been like doggone crazy, you know, where it's like for... my mother wound up going over to the hospital and quite literally was in the hospital for 2.5 months. She only just got back over to her over to the house like last week and whatnot, but like no one could go and visit and all that over inside the hospital. Didn't matter if you were vaccinated or not, you just were not allowed to go in. So like,
yeah,
it was insanity and whatnot. And I mean, I remember telling you guys, like, I think I'm going to go to California, and then the doctors told me the same thing, like, there's no point.
Yeah. So. Like, literally, my sister called me, and she's just like, I will buy you a plane ticket, I will pay for the hotel, we're going to California right now, go get your suitcase packed, and then, like, as we were buying the plane tickets, we get a call from our stepmom, and she's just like, don't buy plane tickets, the doctor's not going to let you into the hospital, so.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that your side is progressing and getting better.
Yes.
It's like mine is now better as well and is looking good and on the up. But like, I will say that we're some of the fortunate ones in that endeavor then, because mm-hmm. there have been quite a few others that just it's either still happening or it came to an abrupt and lonely end, and that is words I cannot use in front of my children right now. So
yeah, no, absolutely, like much better on my end, like fully recovered for the most part, keeping an eye, just making sure that there's no like lasting side effects or anything. But yeah, it was probably one of the biggest nightmares I've ever had. Like I was unable to talk, I was unable to function, like, Tyler literally had to come get me because I was basically crying the entire time. Like, I never felt like that before. And I just don't feel like I'm even completely mentally back from it. Like, I've told my roommates, I'm like, I literally feel like a zombie or a ghost. Like, everything is gone. Everything that, the person you knew before this is just non-existent anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is weird, like, weird me and Candace going, like, I understand you! Okay, yeah. but, straight up, I know how that goes, because after, I mean, I've already now told people over on here, like, after going now through the divorce, and then going through my own family, like, crisis and all that kind of stuff, oh yeah, like, the Stefan that was around, trust me, is only here during the podcast and, like, around certain friends. Everyone else, like, I am known in this town not for being the spunky, happy black guy, but being the saddest guy that will do the most amount of work for you. Like, people know, like, oh yeah, if you need anything done, go and call Watson, but like, he's not gonna smile. And I'm just like, I don't know how I feel about that, but okay. Like, like, seriously, yeah. The only times I ever do really smile is when I'm talking to you guys. Or I'm with my kids, you know.
Yeah, I get that.
That's so
like,
sad.
No, I absolutely get that. Like, I am definitely not the same person at work anymore. Like, my coworkers are just like, oh, you know, she's still Candace, and that's fine. But a lot of people are just like, yeah, the way you interact with customers, the way you are now, you've aged, is how they describe it. So it's like, and I'm like, thank you. Because everybody thinks I'm, like, 20 there anyway, so it's fine.
Now they know.
Yeah. I had one coworker for the longest time, like, I told him, like, I'm 32, and he's like, you are not 32, you're 21, and I'm like, I am 32, and he's like, I will not believe you until you show me a birth certificate.
Look, at least you got that. I went over to the store, y'all know me and the store over here.
It's your favorite place, I know all about the store.
I've now become a local that goes to the store frequently. Anyway, I've been having to go over there and whatnot because I go and I grab like my own dinners and stuff like that from over there. So they're used to seeing me, but for a long time they weren't used to seeing the boys. There was one person in there that I will say lightly has started to become infatuated with me. That didn't really realize how old I was, because they're young.
Mm-hmm.
Very young. And it's something where just like all the time I was like, how are you doing? I'm doing all right. Just here to go and grab my chicken and I'm walking out. Okay, so I'd go and like do that, or like I'm just grabbing my dinner and I'm going home. And then all of a sudden, like,
stop.
And then I came in there today, and all of a sudden it was like, who's that? My son. Oh, you have one son. I'm like, I've got three, and this is the middle one. And they're like, how old are you? And I'm all like, how old did you think I was? I thought you were like 22. I'm like, add 10.
Yeah. Basically, like, it's really flattering, but it's also just kind of like, yeah. Like
yeah.
Especially when they're super young.
Right? And you're just
did their whole
there,
perspective
like,
of you just, like, change?
Mm. I mean, it's like, you
know how I feel?
Mason, you need to shut it. All right?
Mason, you're like, okay, there's two theories now with Mason. You're either 13 or you have two children. All right?
I'm still leaning towards the two children.
I want the two children to be completely true. For many reasons.
We hired a bunch of older people, and every time they're like, is this your first job? No. Can you spot the forklift? Yeah, I can spot the forklift. Are you supposed to be? You have to be 18. I'm 24.
Mason, the only way...
Can I see your driver's license?
The only way that first one would have gotten better is if after they went like, is this your first job? And you went like, yeah, like, lemonade stand does not count.
I guess someday, it doesn't help that I bring cookies, but, you know, it's fine. It's whatever.
Someday, Cracked Brain will become a really, really famous company, and people are going to write fan fiction about Mason's two children.
Wait, what did we say their names were? Because this can't be forgotten.
Mina and Pierce.
Mia and Pierce.
M-I-N-A.
Mina and Pierce.
Yeah.
Mina.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm writing stuff now, so that's getting put that's getting put in there somewhere.
Neat.
Wait. Mason.
Hi.
What's your last name?
Wright.
Okay. I'm just thinking, because with Pierce, depending on the last name, that could very much be a porn alias. And you don't want to name your kid a porn alias, okay?
I sure
Pierce
don't.
Pierce Wright. Yeah, that's definitely a fanfiction name. Pierce Wright.
Pierce Garrick Wright.
Oh, somebody isolate that audio, please.
Wait, no, Mason.
Hi.
The middle name.
How are you today?
The middle name for Pierce has to start with the D. It has to. I don't care if it's Dennis, Donald, whatever, but it has to. It has to be. It's either getting. It's either. Look, this child is either going to be called Pierce Wright or Pierce D Wright.
Drake is a name of a male duck. Does that count?
Sure.
What you call a duck?
Just saying.
Pierce.
Or in
Drake
One Piece.
Wright.
Or in One Piece, it's the Dragon Slayer. If you have the middle name D.
You need to stop. You need to stop.
Like Gold Roger, it was Gold D. Roger.
You, mm-hmm. We're giving this child a very wrong, very wrong origin story, alright?
He's gonna be a pirate.
Mason's already failing as a parent.
What a surprise.
Swear to God, guys. I swear to God. I miss you all so much.
Look, I brought it up as a warning, okay? I'm looking out for the child. I don't know what you guys are doing.
I'm 100% not looking out for this child. Alright. I'm trying to scar him emotionally for the rest of his life.
This fake child.
I'm encouraging fan fiction about this child's upbringing.
I have not.
Pierce Drake Wright.
I swear to God. You're putting this in something. I don't know what, but it's showing up somewhere. Well, with that, people, we are now coming to the end of the podcast.
Can I say one thing before we finish?
Go ahead, Mason.
I've been with Crack Brain for 2 years now. Yay!
Congrats.
Wait, Mason, were you actually, remembering when you started in with us?
June 1st,
2019. Wow.
I don't even remember
I didn't
that.
Even remember that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't count... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I know Stefano and I have been friends for 4 years because Facebook told me.
And here's the bad part is I know we've been friends longer.
Not much longer, though. Like, yeah. I did add you around the time that we first recorded our podcast, so...
That is true.
Yeah. I also have one more thing to say before we wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a tweet about this, and I'm not being like super, super like open about it yet, but I figure you guys are my friends, and there's like a lot of people to listen that know me, but so I am officially coming out as non-binary. So yeah, I'll still be using she, her pronouns, they, them pronouns, he, him pronouns. Like literally as long as you just don't say it, there's no wrong pronouns for me. I'm just kind of trying the waters for everything, but yeah, it is official. I am non-binary.
Congratulations, Candace!
Thank you.
There we go.
I ran out of confetti poppers.
Yeah, I have no idea how to tell my family because they probably won't get it, but... Yeah.
Best of luck. I don't know. I wound up trying to go and explain... like some of the different pronouns for different for different situations, and they them messed with my father just as much as it did me, just because he was like, so we're calling a singular person a plural, that doesn't make sense. And I was like, Pop, this is what you do, this is what's going forward, then this is a way to go and be as inclusive as possible. But they are a singular you just did it, Pop. See, you just did it. But I didn't mean it like that when I referred to... It broke him for like 2 weeks. It was the funniest thing. The funniest conversations to ever have. I'd be like, how you doing, Pop? It's a plural.
See, I'm not worried about that with my parents. I'm just worried that my parents will feel like I'm doing it like as like an attack against them or something like that. Like, yeah, they'll just be like, you're a daughter. And I'm like, yeah, still, you know, it is what it is. So
there you go. Well, yeah. Like I said, that just freaking awesome. I'm so happy for you. So happy.
Thank you.
So, okay, I'm sorry. Last thing. This is what I've done recently. I went to Vegas. I went to Cancun. A family member went to the hospital. I started reading JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. There we go. Now let's go. Those are the four. So that's what happened.
We don't have time to get into it. You don't just sit there and go like, this is all a bunch of fun stuff. But by the way, family member's in the hospital. And then, it's like, dude, you... Man!
So was it Vegas or was it Cancun that you had to go to visit your children's mother?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that.
Mason.
There is no child.
One of each.
One of each. One is in Cancun, one is in Vegas.
There we go.
I swear to God, this is why I miss you guys. This is why I miss you guys.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
It's fine. You can lie to us. It's fine.
There's only a few of y'all that I might not miss nearly as much as everyone else, but the ones I really miss are inside this recording right now.
The ones who haven't eaten your cooking.
Someday.
I want more bread. Come to my doggone party, and then you'll eat my cooking. All right.
I want grasshopper cookies.
I don't have them. I'll go out.
Cricket brownies.
I'll go outside to the field and go get fresh crickets. How about that? There's a field right across. I'm not joking. There's a field. I can go and get corn and crickets.
Can I have a bowl of apple juice? Would I come over? Can I have some cornbread and a bowl of apple juice?
We're done.
Sweet.
Well, like I said, y'all, that is the podcast. Like I said, we're back. I haven't even uploaded the one from last week. I really got to go and do that. So
don't know what you're talking about. That's not a thing.
That is a thing. All right.
It's not.
I haven't even edited yet, so it definitely will be a thing. So make sure you go and tune back in for the next time that we go and do not do that. That's. Okay, as I'm trying to end the podcast and discipline my child. All right, show back up the next time we do this. We should have some videos coming out soon, and I think that's about it. And did I forget anything? Do we have anything else going on other than Kawaii Cast?
Not that I know of.
I like Kawaii Cast.
That means hype your own show!
So our laptop died, but... so. Last week we didn't get an episode out, but expect some more hype shit next week, moving forward. Yeah.
Started echoing.
We will talk about anime and stuff and hype.
Okay. I hate y'all.
You miss us, you hate us, and you won't feed us.
No, he misses somewhere. Us, and he hates us, and that's why he won't feed us.
Just like all my family members.
That's it, we're done. Aww. We're done, I'm ending this stuff right now. I will talk to y'all later. I hate all y'all. I'll talk to y'all later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Drop this recording off a cliff.